EJ, do you think you should call your people and tell
them? I can go call some people.
We're at North Jefferson Elementary School for the first day of the lunch bus. But where are the kids?
We're going to take it to them. We're going to go through the neighborhood.
That's Senator John Unger, a Democrat from Berkeley County, and the brains behind the lunch bus. Since no kids showed up, Unger decides to take the food to them.
You show me where to go. Okay. When you
pull out, we drive into a nearby neighborhood. Principal Mary Ann Jenkins of North Jefferson Elementary seems to know and remember each one of her students. Senator Unger urged a handful of students to come to the bus next time instead of having the bus come to them.
So tomorrow, we'll see you tomorrow over at the school.
The kids nod shyly. The Feed to Achieve Act, which is to improve academic performance by getting better nutrition, features its summer intergenerational food services program. Lunch buses are part of this initiative. The program is aimed to bring free meals to children 18 and younger during summer break, when those children might not get a steady meal since school is out. Any child can come get a lunch, no questions asked, and no signups are necessary. Seniors and adults are welcome to eat as well, but seniors are asked to donate at least $2 if they can, while adults are asked to pay $5. Senator Unger is also a pastor and says he was inspired to begin the lunch bus initiative from the parable of the loaves and fishes.
So the concept of this is we are not just feeding children, but we're also developing community around that little boy, around that little girl. That with that, we have seniors and children eating together, doing activities together, along with volunteers, where if you ever put a senior and a child together, they both light up like Christmas trees.
All meals arrive on the lunch bus, but it doesn't just give out food. It also carries crates of library books for the kids to enjoy while they eat their lunch. The volunteers also have a number of other activities planned. Unger says this initiative is the first of its kind in West Virginia. On Fridays, lunch buses will offer backpack lunches to make sure the children have meals over the weekend. Meals are provided through donations from various organizations, such as the West Virginia Office of Child Nutrition, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and from a number of churches and nonprofits in the area. Lunch buses will run from June 16th through August 14th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.